unlimited power. The universe is full of energy. Just recently, a special photograph was said to reveal dark energy for the first time I know about. It has been said the universe is composed of 68% dark energy, yet when one tries to look up the other components of the universe, some say 96% is dark matter. NASA states we know how much dark energy is in the universe, because it is responsible for the expansion of the universe. NASA states there is 68% dark energy and 27% dark matter. This makes a heck of a lot more sense, doesn't it? I think some people might have gotten mixed up with dark matter and dark energy. The point I am trying to make, however, is, we are swimming in energy. Just imagine if we could tap into this energy, we would have far more energy than we could ever use in the lifetime of the universe. I think someday it will happen. Nikola Tesla has been credited with inventing a car which could run on cosmic rays, but supposedly all that information was lost. If it is true, it would surprise me the data is lost. I say this because we know energy companies did everything they could to keep cars running on petroleum products, and they certainly would not have liked a car to come out which could run for free on cosmic energy. One of the reasons I believe it will be possible to tap into this energy in the future, dark energy that is because I believe it has been accomplished, but not perfected. Years ago, I interviewed an inventor named John Hutchison. He had found a way to draw energy from space. He would demonstrate this and it would work some of the time, but not reliably. Hutchison is a Canadian inventor, and the American government was so interested in what he was doing they sent an army colonel to interview him. The colonel was a man who was only sent out to places of extreme importance to the government at the time to assess things to see if we could use them in some way. Hutchison told me he was drawing the energy from space but could only get the device which did this to operate correctly intermittently. You can hear this interview by listening to it on the interviews section of this site, selecting the archived interviews section and selecting John Hutchison. Hutchison would demonstrate the power he was drawing by having it lift heavy iron tools and bowling balls. It must be at least 20 years since I interviewed him, and this makes me wonder if he ever perfected his device and it became a secret black project. Dark energy and zero-point energy seem to have a relationship. It is said zero-point energy is created when matter and antimatter collide in space. While it is said to not be observable in space, it is said to be constant and available if one can figure out how to tap into it. Dark energy is said to be energy which is part of space-time. If I haven't confused you enough, I think I confused myself. Seriously. Both are available and endless if we can figure out how to get to them. Energy is all around us, and we make it all the time just by moving around, and by sunlight, wind, water and so on. Even our cars are producing energy when we drive, and there has been suggestions made over the years to put plates on roads which when depressed would capture this energy. One of our big problems we have is we need reliable energy which flows constantly. This is the problem with wind energy, for example. It is dependent on the speed of the wind. We are putting up huge windmills with gigantic blades which are dependent on that speed, and the blades are made from material which is not environmentally friendly, making them hard to dispose of. They are also dangerous to birds. I have to wonder if the research which was put into creating a nuclear fusion reactor would have been put into Hutchison's device, would we now be energy independent with ultra-clean energy? I am a realist, however, and I do not think this could be accomplished without the oil and power companies agreeing, and why would they do this? It smells of either free energy or very low-priced energy. Companies like to keep their cash cows going for as long as they can. If we used either dark energy or zero-point energy, we would change the Earth. It could do away with poverty for everyone. Think about this. All the things which we can't do because the energy needs would be too expensive would now be possible. We would have unlimited power from space which could be used to purify water. Everyone in the world would have access to it. As far as food goes, we would have huge crops made possible by this unlimited power. It would become inexpensive to drive our cars anywhere using space power. The list just goes on and on. Home heating by electricity would be inexpensive, as would be cooling. Everyone with devices which need power would be satisfied. There would be no more juggling power on the grids, because there would be far more than we could ever use. Electric cars could be charged at home fully and probably much faster, because there would be no limit on the power which could go into the batteries, and the batteries might all become just a big power cell. I would be very disappointed if Hutchison's invention was perfected and it is being hidden from us, but one never knows what is really going on, because there are just so many secrets about everything. Hutchison's experiments, which exhibited the power being used, became known as the Hutchison effect. It seems to me, since this effect was found out about 20 or more so years ago, there could have been a solution already, even though the public knows nothing about it. Given inexhaustible power, almost anything would be possible. Since the power exists in space, perhaps we could use it in some way to power our spacecraft. They wouldn't have to carry any fuel on board. Since there is so much of this power, perhaps that holds the secret of faster than light speed. I guess I could speculate all day about this, but I think most of you can see how our world would be changed if we can tap into it.